Good morning. How are you? And we are blessed to share our blessings with others. We can never just be blessed on ourselves and say, I'm blessed. You're only blessed if you truly share your blessings, because that's why God gave it to you. And that's why today the readings talk about greed. Jesus makes it clear, avoid all greed. Now, again, some of us would say, I'm not greedy, Father. That's not my thing. Oh, we're all greedy in one way or another. Huh? You know, I'm a greedy person. You're a greedy person. Whenever, if you don't tithe, you're a greedy person. If I ask you the last question when you come to confession and I say, do you consistently take care of the poor? If you say no, it's because you're a greedy person. So we just got to acknowledge that. This is where we are. You know, last night I was getting ready to say Mass. Of course, I've had all the Masses for this last month, and it's been quite eye-opening. Anyway, so I come, and there's a Zimmerman boy there, and he says, well, what should I preach on? He goes, what's the gospel about against greed? I told him, and he goes, just get up and say it, tell everybody, don't be greedy, and then sit down, Father. That'll be enough. And I go, shut up. And then as I was coming over here today, Mo Trabold's walking the other way. And I said, excuse me, you're walking the wrong way. Mass is that way. And she said, I went to Mass yesterday, Father, and listening to your tithing once was more than enough. Thank you, Father, for your tithing homily. Oh. Gosh, I'm surrounded by critics. What the heck? Anyway, this is what we need to focus on, because this is what Jesus, every reading, quote, health talks about it in vanity, the second reading talks about it, but, you know, and stay away from that greed, which is idolatry, and then Jesus makes it explicit. And he's just talking, you know, a guy just asked him a question, hey, tell my brother to give me what's coming to me. And he says, don't be greedy. And what's that mean? Don't be concerned about yourself. Huh? Be more concerned about others. Avoid greed. And so that's where it all comes. All of us have that greedy part of us. And again, if you don't think you have any greed within you, well, you're probably the most greedy person. So you just don't have the self-knowledge. We all got it. And so what we got to do is acknowledge it. And how do I go against greed? Well, the first way we do is keeping our hands open before God, right? Let God give what he wants. Let him take what he wants. Because everything we have belongs to God. So why do we hold on to it like it belongs to us? It doesn't. It's all God's. So when we have our hands open, that we let him give what he wants and takes what he wants, now we're people that are going against greed in our own life because we know and acknowledge that everything belongs to God. The second thing we do is we tithe. And again, there's nothing to do with tithing to the parish. I'm not even going there. I don't care. That's not my thing. You don't stand before me on judgment. You stand before God. And all your money belongs to God, so you give to him the top 10%. It's just that simple. And God will bless you. This isn't the time to spend time on there. But we need to make sure that we do that. The third thing we do is we need to make sure that if we just say, well, I tithe, that's enough. It's not enough. We still, God will come to us in very distressing ways, and we need to take care of him, huh? And again, even when I talk to the priests, when I do priest retreats, I talk to the priests about, you know, we're all beggars. And they all go, oh, so now I'm a beggar. Yes, if our people stop giving money, we're broke, right? I'm a beggar. I live, if you don't give money on Sunday, I don't get a paycheck. It's that simple. And neither is anybody else that works at the parish. So we're all people who are in need of other people. And see, even when I was in Rome, I would sit there and there'd be people, I'd always carry extra money and give it to them. And some people would, you know, literally, they would show up in their Mercedes-Benz, and they'd come out and then put their thing on. They'd walk out nice, and then as soon as they were out of the car for a moment or two to go to their place, they'd start dragging the leg, and they would go on the ground, they'd pull out their stuff, and they would sit there and do all that stuff. And so people says, they're using you. And I said, that's the way they make a living, right? Last Mass, someone came to me, and there is one of her son lives down in and takes care of the people down in Las Vegas. And, you know, the guy comes to him every once in a while and he goes, how much do you make a day down here? Asking for him, he's a beggar in Las Vegas. About $700 a day. Not bad, huh? Whoa. So we can sit there and say, but see, what we do is we judge people, right? Like we sit there and say, if I give that person a dollar, they might drink on it. Yeah, but if you're doing that, what are you doing? You're judging, right? You pay money. I get a paycheck to be here. And sometimes I use that paycheck, about $25 or so, to buy booze. Captain Morgan is what I drink, you know. So I sit there. So if I sit there and I buy a Captain Morgan fifth, then you might sit there and say, I better not give any more money to St. Joe's. The pastor drinks it all up, you know. No, it's my money, $25 once every 4 months. That's the thing. But that's not the point. Our job is to give because it's Christ asking us. And when we sit there and think, I got to put myself first, that's where greed comes in. And I think that the biggest problem with that, it's not the problem. The reason a lot of people do it is because we're afraid. We're afraid if I give that I'll do without. And God promises that you can't outgive him. And so when we are people that become non-greedy, we're people that sit there and say that I will live my life in such a way that I live a life of reality, that everything I have is mine. Now, it was funny because after I gave this homily last night, and you know, I'm saying goodbye to everybody in the back, and then this gentleman comes up. They like to come after Mass because they know that's when you're going to get it. And this guy comes up and he says, hey, Father, can you help me out? What do you need? I just need some money. Okay, I also need a job. I said, well, talk to Nancy about the job. I can't help you with that. But so I opened my wallet, and there was $7 in there. So I gave him $5. And I sat there, and I said, okay, have a good day, and I'll talk to Nancy about the other stuff, and I'll lose the next two today. But the reality is it's not mine anyway. And so even if it's something we take, you know, we prepare for it. We go, and like I told you before, every whatever, I go and I get $101 bills when I'm driving, and there's someone at the thing, I need some money, I'll give them $1 or $2 or whatever. And then I let God decide what he does with that or she does with that. It's up to God. My job is to be generous. Now, sometimes I do that quite well, you know, and sometimes I do not, just like all of us. But what God is calling us all to do this day in the gospel is to put ourselves last the way he did. And that'll go against greed. When instead of we think, how can I put myself first, and if there's anything left over, then I'll take care of others. That's a greedy life. It's a life not of faith and a life not of trust. We don't put ourselves first. We put God first. And then he takes care of us. Whenever we put ourselves first, that's idolatry, because we become God who decides, I have to take care of me first. That's never the way a Christian is. Now again, all of us are that way in some way. I get it. So I don't want you to go crazy today thinking, oh, I hate when he does this to me. It ain't me, it's Jesus. He's the one that said it today in the gospel. I'm just preaching what he says. But you and I just need to come before him and say, Lord, help me. Help me be generous, because God is so generous with us, right? He feeds us today with his body and blood, giving nothing for himself, putting us first. And he says, I want you to be like me. It's a process, but we at least got to be on that road. Lord, make me generous the way you're generous. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.